You're on your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis, and part of exercising is having the actual energy and motivation to do so, which can be just as much of a challenge as the exercise itself. I'm joined by Lisa Parkinson, accredited exercise physiologist, director of Optimum Exercise Physiology. Claire, Lisa, how are you?
Yeah, great, Jordan. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. So motivation, it's actually not an easy thing to come about.
No, it's not. Motivation to exercise or for anything that you're trying to do is different for everyone. And so it makes sense that the motivation needs to come from within us for it to really stick and to try and, you know, really stick to an exercise program. So to understand what motivates us personally or where you can find your source of motivation to exercise, today we'll chat about the two different types of motivators that drive us. And these are intrinsic motivation and also extrinsic motivation.
Right. So let's start with intrinsic. What is it?
Yeah, so intrinsic motivation is that energising behaviour that comes from within an individual and out of their will and interest to actually do that activity at hand. So there are no external rewards required to move an intrinsically motivated person into action. So the reward is simply the behaviour itself. So when we're exercising, we get that rush of endorphins and serotonin, which are those happy hormones, and they're released when exercising. And this can motivate someone to continue to exercise regularly, as these chemicals can improve our mood and also help parts of the brain responsible for memory and learning.
Right. So it's that inner reward we get. So the feelings of success or, you know, just the good stuff that exercise gives us rather than something as a reward outside the body.
Yeah, that's right. So when we're trying to draw on our intrinsic motivation and when we're counselling clients, we're trying to encourage people to start an exercise program with something that they enjoy doing already. So they're already getting that enjoyment and intrinsic kind of feeling from it. So as an example, if somebody really likes walking their dog, we'll kind of try and build on that. So that, you know, they already get that reward, that good feeling from doing that already. So if we can build on that and get them doing more of that, then they're more likely to keep doing that as opposed to something that they don't enjoy doing, that they don't have that internal kind of buzz from. Yeah.
Right. So that's intrinsic. What about extrinsic motivation?
Yeah, so extrinsic motivation is behaviour driven by external rewards such as money, grades, praise, etc. So this arises from outside the individual as opposed to inside the individual. So this occurs when we are motivated to perform a behaviour in order to earn a reward or avoid punishment.
Right, so it's a little more superficial, I guess, than intrinsic motivation.
Yeah, it can be. So, you know, it might be exercising to lose weight. It might be to lower your blood pressure, lower your cholesterol, achieve that summer beach body. Or, you know, think about the Olympics and the people who are training hard for 4 years to try and get that Olympic gold medal. So, yeah, it's kind of that external. And, you know, when we talk about avoiding punishment, it might be, you know, a team sport and not wanting that coach to kind of have a crack at you.
Yeah, or cut you from the team or whatever it is. So, yeah. I guess, how do we take advantage of both kinds of motivation to keep ourselves on track?
Yeah, so motivation, you know, trying to find it and trying to keep things up. So some tips to stay on track are to set some measurable and attainable goals for yourself. So trying to make exercise part of your routine by putting it in a diary or using an app for reminders is really good. And then you want to try and make sure that you're, you know, reassessing your progress, because, you know, seeing progress is a really good improvement for your self-esteem, and it does help to build that intrinsic motivation. Some positive self-talk is really good. So, you know, rather than saying I can't walk 5 kilometres without stopping, say I can try and walk 5 kilometres without stopping. So it's just turning that mindset into more of a positive self-talk can be really helpful as well.
And I guess the more you do something, the more you can believe it as well.
Yeah, that's right. You might think, you know, you might not get there the first time, but you got pretty close. So again, that's a bit of motivation to keep striving towards that goal. Also, you know, having some support is really good too. So, you know, walking with somebody or getting part of involved in a group or team sport is really good for motivation. Rewarding yourself when you've completed a goal as well. So if you did set yourself a goal of walking 5 kilometres and you did that, you know, maybe then you got to go out for a meal or catch up with a friend with coffee or buy yourself a new exercise top, whatever it might be. So that is that extrinsic motivation that we're kind of drawing on there. And then just keeping up the momentum. So it can take anywhere from 8 to 12 weeks to develop a new habit. So you kind of really got to stick with it in those early days, and then it will become routine and it will feel more automatic over time and it will become easier.
I guess the more you stick to it, the less likely it is you'll need to bribe yourself with an external reward to stick to your exercise.
That's right. You'll be drawing on that inner buzz that we get and that inner feeling of accomplishment that we get, and you won't need those external factors to motivate you as much.
All right. So I guess it's training your brain as much as it is training your body.
Yeah, absolutely.
No worries. Well, Lisa, thanks for chatting today.
You're welcome. Thanks, Jordan.
That's Lisa Parkinson, accredited exercise physiologist on your Classic It's Breakfast.